Hi everyone, I'm Jack from Jack's English.
And I'm Luke from Learn English Like a Pro, and welcome to the newest episode of our podcast, which is designed to help you improve your listening skills by listening to our natural discussions.
Yes, and we have a new angle today.
Yes.
So this is going to be interesting.
And a new camera.
A new camera as well. We're flying. So why don't you take us away with today's topic?
Yes, right. So in this episode, we're going to cover three things. Our best Halloween memories, our scariest moments, and also the scariest films. This is a bit of a Halloween special because Halloween
was two days from now.
From now, but while you're watching this, I think it'll be
two days before. Ago.
Anyway. So, Jack, what are your best Halloween memories? Do you have any?
Well, let me just say firstly, I'm not a big Halloween person.
Mm.
Growing up, I didn't do much to celebrate Halloween.
Mm.
I didn't do trick-or-treating. Oh, did you do trick-or-treating?
I did trick-or-treating.
You did?
And
right.
I got a lot of sweets.
Yeah, I've never trick-or-treated.
Why not?
I think Halloween wasn't a big part of our family and it wasn't a big part of our neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And the only people who trick-or-treated were very, very young with their parents. So I think it had to be a family thing.
I see.
So to sort of say, not a big Halloween person. So my Halloween memory is just how lame I was in Halloween parties. So I had no creativity for my costumes. I didn't really care. My mum didn't care, but she would kind of help me out with it. So I just, it's kind of a cringeworthy memory.
Oh,
I went to a party and I wore the clothing I'm wearing now. I mean, it was exactly the same kind of thing, except I had some blood just coming from my mouth, like fake blood coming from my mouth.
I was about to say, were you dressed up as a teacher?
Yeah. It was just my normal clothing that I'd go to a party and I had some blood coming from my mouth and that was it.
That is lame, as you mentioned earlier.
It is super lame. I arrived at the party and everyone's got these incredible costumes and really thought out. And I was so embarrassed. It was a really embarrassing memory.
Okay.
How about you?
So I do have a best memory.
Not too lame.
So I was dressed as the mummy.
Okay.
To give you some background information, my mother's a nurse. So in our house, we have always had lots of bandages and plasters
nurse-related
stuff. So I wrapped myself up in bandages as the mummy from the movie. And it was really cool. I went to a cool house party, drank some beer. I was too young, but still drank some beer.
Yeah.
We all played some games like, I forgot what it was called. What's the game where you put your head into the bucket of water and grab an apple?
Oh yes, I don't know. It's not Dunking Apples or something, is it?
I think
something
it is actually.
Like
Dunkin'
Jack.
I think it's Dunkin' Jacks.
Is it? It might be different in different countries, but there's something dunking about it.
Yes, and
so you've got to get the apple out of the.
Yes, you tie. Or you don't tie. You put your arms behind your back, and I think you blindfold. Yeah, you blindfold yourself. Pen just dropped. And then you put your head into a bucket and try to grab an apple just with your mouth, blindfolded and no harm. It's really hard, but quite fun.
Yeah.
And another game, again, with another apple, was you put an apple on a piece of string, which is tied to the ceiling, and then the apple's bobbing around.
Apple bobbing.
Apple bobbing.
Apple bobbing. That's what it's called.
And then you got to somehow grab it with your mouth.
Yeah. So the one in the water is also called apple bobbing.
Okay, yeah.
That's it.
Makes sense, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. I did that a lot.
Yeah.
So that's a cool memory. That was a good party. Also, another thing happened that night. I think I was 12 or 13 that night.
Yeah.
And what the naughty kids did in my town was run around with eggs and throw them at people.
Oh.
Or buildings. So called egging. You get egged.
Yeah.
I got egged in my head.
Oh.
Right by here.
Yeah.
And so basically what happened, I saw these guys running and I started chasing them because everyone starts chasing them. They turned around and threw an egg and it hit me right in the head.
Oh.
I had a big, as a mummy costume with a big splash of egg on my head.
Oh, nasty.
Good memory though. I loved it.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. So Halloween is all about being scared and scaring other people. So do you have any scary moments in your life?
Yes, I do. Probably the first example that comes to my mind is that I used to do a lot of hiking. Pretty extreme hiking, you know, with my father. We used to hike along ridges, very sharp ridges in your country.
In Wales.
In Wales. So if you look on a map, you can find the Brecon Beacons, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And there's some quite famous ridges. And also famous, notorious, is the weather of Wales.
Yeah.
And so I'd probably say the scariest moment was when I was climbing a ridge. We were climbing this kind of cliff face to get onto the ridge. And it was very windy.
Yeah.
Very windy. And a guy helped us climb up. And him and my father kind of climbed. I was 11 or 12 years old at the time. They climbed behind me, shielding me from the wind. And then when we got to the top, it was like a meter deep snow. Wow. And we were punching into the mountain to stop ourselves being blown off.
Crazy.
Like we were in the side of a mountain. It was just...
That's a dangerous mountain.
Yes, there's a lot of dangerous mountains there. And Snowdon, we did Snowdon in the same holiday. And it was a scary holiday. It, you know, there was... blizzards and strong wind. It was a scary holiday. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind. How about you? What's your scariest moment?
Well, as it's Halloween, I was thinking more along the lines of ghosts.
I know. I don't have any ghost stories.
I have a ghost story.
Okay, let's
all right, hear it. So where I live in Porthcawl, which is a small town in Wales, there's a haunted house.
Okay.
So about 20 minutes walk out of the town into the fields, there's just one house that's by itself. It is a humongous house. I think it probably has like 8 or 10 bedrooms. It's like a mansion. It's totally run down. Yep. No one lives there. It's kind of a skeleton. It's called Scare House.
Okay.
But it's not Scare. It's actually the name of the area, which is called Scare Beach. S-K-E-R.
Okay. Yep.
And in Scare House, there's a story basically that the owner of Scare House locked his daughter in the top room.
Okay.
And she died there. So, of course, as a young boy, we used to go camping near Scare House. And one time we camped right outside the front door. And I swear to this day, I heard a lot of footsteps.
Yep.
A lot of screaming. And I think I saw the girl in the window. So I didn't explain. I should have explained a little bit more. On the top floor of this house, there's a roof. The roof goes like a triangle, and there's a window just below the triangle. So it looks out into the field where we were camping, and I swear I saw her, and I was so scared.
Really?
Yeah. So I saw a ghost. Wow. That was scary.
Yeah, that's an experience I've never had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next what one. Now let's talk about our scariest films.
Films.
So should I go first with this one?
Yeah, go for it.
I love horror movies, actually, and scary movies. So I'm not that scared now, and I'm in my 30s, of course. But when I was about 13 or 14, I watched The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
And if you're not sure, The Sixth Sense was a really popular movie with Bruce Willis, probably early 2000s. And I watched it with my friends at my friend's house, and we had a sleepover. It was my friend's birthday. And yeah, we watched The Sixth Sense, and it was absolutely terrifying. It's such a scary film because it's just so creepy and it's so psychological.
Isn't it?
Lots of ghosts like underneath the beds
Yeah.
or in the closets. And when you feel cold, it means a ghost is in the room. So of course, you know, in the UK, it's quite cold. So you often feel cold. So you freak out. And it was so scary that I actually didn't stay at my friend's house. I went home.
Oh, really?
I was too scared.
Yeah.
So I think that's the scariest film I've ever seen.
And I think those kind of movies are the scariest, right? The ones that are psychological.
Yeah, I think so.
There's
too.
The jumpy ones that normally come from America. Those, you know, like, what's the one that came? It.
It, yes.
I watched that a couple of years ago, but it was very jumpy and I didn't find it particularly scary. It was just all about surprise. And...
Yeah, true, true.
And but enjoyed.
The new type of scary movie is kind of a jumpy, like the Hereditary or Insidious, these new horror movies. I don't find them very scary.
Yeah.
However, there is a new one that's out right now, which I heard is actually really scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I forgot the name. Carry on, it'll come to me.
Okay.
What's your scary movie?
My scary movie, it's same as you, really. It's down to age and not so much down to the movie itself. Mm. The movie that comes to my head is Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
But I was really young when I watched it, and it's got a lot of monsters and gore and just nasty things. Mm. So for me, yes, Silent Hill comes to my mind. But I watched it again when I was older, and I didn't find it scary. But I thought it was a good concept for a movie, and I really enjoyed it. Cool. So have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I think I did. I don't think I found it very scary. I was much older.
Yes. Yeah, I think I was way too young to watch that.
Yeah.
And the other one that I remember as well, comes to my mind, is The Ring.
Yes, that was quite scary.
Yeah.
Actually, that was good.
Again, I was too young to watch it, so that was a big factor.
Yeah. Currently on Netflix, there's a good series called House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary. It's a 10-part series. I watched it all. It started off really good and really creepy and really scary, but then it got a little bit, less scary.
Yes.
Yeah. The movie I was thinking about is called Midsommar. Summer,
S-O-M-M. Oh, yes. Set in Sweden, right?
Set in Sweden. It's kind of about a cult. I haven't seen it yet, but my friend said it was terrifying, and I've just downloaded it, so I'm ready to watch it.
Yes, I'd like to watch that as well, and I was very interested to see, apparently this director, his concept is showing that fear doesn't have to come from the dark, it can come from the light as well. So Midsommar is all about summertime in Sweden where the sun never sets.
Exactly.
So it's a very light film combined with...
What do you mean? Right. Because in Sweden, and I guess northern countries, even at 10 o'clock at night, it's still blue skies and sun.
And I think they go to the north of Sweden where it just doesn't set.
That's awesome.
You know, midnight, it's still light, so...
I would love to have witnessed that.
Yes. Yeah, so that's...
In summer, not in winter.
Yes, right, where it never, never rises. Yeah. Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you all for watching and listening to this episode of our podcast. What are your scariest moments and scariest movies? Leave them in the comments below and we'll check them.
Yes, thank you very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this new angle. I think this is the way to go from now on. We're looking at you more. So have a wonderful week this week.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
And see you soon. Yeah.
See ya.
Bye-bye.